Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 21, On the Rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. Matthew 7, verses 24 and 25. Let that land for a moment.
Jesus is not contrasting a good person with a bad one. He is contrasting two people who heard the exact same thing, the same words, the same sermon. Both of them walked away from that hillside with his teaching in their ears. What separated them was not what they heard, it was what they did with it. And that stops me cold, because it is so easy to mistake hearing for obeying. We walk out of a service moved, warm, telling ourselves something has changed, and we haven't laid a single brick. Emotion is not a foundation. Feeling passes. What remains is what was done.
Foundations win no compliments. Nobody walks up to a house and says, "What a beautiful footing." The foundation is underground, invisible, unnoticed, built in silence. That is exactly how a life on the rock is constructed. Quietly, one act of obedience at a time, brick upon brick, day after day, with no audience watching. Every word of Scripture you obey, even when it's hard, even when no one sees, is another course of stone laid into the ground beneath you. And the storm is coming. Jesus does not say if the rain falls. He says when the rain fell on both houses. The floods came to both. The winds beat against both. Obedience does not cancel the storm. It decides what is left standing when the storm is over. Faith is not a shelter from the weather. It is the foundation that holds the house while the storm rages. It did not fall. Four words that carry everything. The house stood not because the rain was light, not because the wind was kind. It stood because the rock was solid. And the rock, my friend, is not your willpower. It is not your discipline or your effort. The rock is Christ, his words, his steadiness, his faithfulness. Your security is not calm skies. Your security is that the rock does not move, but that requires you to build, brick by brick, word by word, today. So here is a call, and I want you to take it seriously. Choose one thing, just one, that you already know the Word is asking of you. You don't have to search for it. You already know. Maybe it's an apology you've been putting off. Maybe it's a forgiveness that's still stuck somewhere in your chest. Maybe it's a promise you made and haven't kept. Take the first step before breakfast. Send the message. Make the call. That simple act, that small obedience, it is one more brick in the foundation. It is you choosing to build on the rock. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.